SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
The wonderful thing about the Johannesburg Stock Exchange is that it has a multitude of companies that do exceptionally well, even if those companies aren't always heard of. Today, we're going to be taking a look at one such company, a company called Cenvest. Many of you might not know the company. That is because it is not listed on the JSE's main board. However, it is still a listed entity in the over-the-counter market, and they recently released their results for their financial year ended 30 April 2026. We're going to be taking a look at these numbers in a bit more detail with the company's chief financial officer, Derek Engelbracht, who joins me on the line now to see what we make of their performance. Derek, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. A strong increase in overall profits after tax from a business perspective, growth across most metrics, normalized earnings per share growing, return on opening equity increasing by 2.6%, and the cash conversion rate of the business holding steady, coming down ever so slightly. How did you and the management team reflect on the year that was?
For the opportunity to talk to you this afternoon, the results was driven by strong performance across almost all of our businesses, particularly in our input supply, with specific reference to our equipment business, and then in our market access business. Each business plays an important role, but our real strength came from working together to create more value. It also reflects the benefit of Cenvest's diversified business model. So with a little bit of disciplined capital allocation, portfolio optimization, it all contributed to a profit after tax increasing by 25% to 808 million rand.
Derek, let's take a look at that diversification from an operations standpoint. The business largely focused in the agriculture space, but across many areas of the agriculture space, from grain to seed and fertilizer to fuel to financing and even wealth planning around that from a business perspective. Take us through what that diversification looks like from a portfolio perspective.
Our market access business is at the heart of our grain business, and it essentially helps producers to move grain from the farm to the market. The second segment that I refer to is input supply, and that helps producers with all of the products, equipment, and services they need to keep their farms running. Our third segment is our financial services business. That is essentially where we fund the big crop, all of the input costs, and lastly, our processing, conditioning, and markets cluster, which creates more value from agricultural products through specialized processing activities and participation in downstream markets.
Derek, let's take a look at the market and the operating environment that you find yourselves in. I mean, from an agricultural standpoint, there's been a lot that has affected the agricultural landscape locally and internationally. Everything from the escalating tensions in the Middle East to having to deal with tariff impositions by the United States, specifically to the agricultural sector, perhaps more so than others. How did you fare against some of these conditions that understandably had nothing to do with your business?
Yeah, well, for the first comment is probably worth making on the weather. So producers delivered one of the largest crops on record, but the late rainfall resulted in unusually high levels of lower grade grain. And that created a challenge for both producers as well as grain handlers such as ourselves. Our investment in color sorting technology allowed us to upgrade lower grade maize into higher marketable grain, whilst our new drying infrastructure enabled our producers to harvest earlier and deliver higher moisture grains safely to the silos. On the tariff side, our business, particularly our export raisin business, was affected by tariffs imposed by the US. And you are quite right that we look forward to a higher input cost into the next season harvests, when the price of diesel not only impacted on current year harvesting costs, but also the shortage of fertilizer, we think will impact negatively on the margins of some of our producers in the new year.
Derek, the business also took on quite a bit of new debt in this particular financial year. I see the debt to GDP ratio increasing from about 70% to just over 94%. From a business perspective, take us through what is planned there strategically in terms of how that's going to be deployed. Understandably, we're still going through different cycles, whether we're looking at weather cycles like El Nino impacting the business, as you alluded to, some of the weather challenges. The business going forward from a strategic perspective, how are you looking to deploy that additional debt to perhaps enhance the bottom line.
Thanks, Jimmy. I think maybe just to comment on the historical ratio, our commodity financing, which essentially is raised against much higher volumes of grain in our silos, was predominantly the reason for the increase in some of the debt to equity ratios that you have quoted. In the new financial year, we plan to work together very strongly with our producers and the communities in which we operate to also ensure that there's a sustainable long-term wealth created in the agri value chain.
Derek, before I let you go, can we take a look at the financial services side of the business? I mean, understandably, that forms quite an interesting part of what it is you're able to offer the agricultural landscape, particularly from a producer perspective. You're able to lend yourself from services and an advisory perspective, much to the benefit of the agricultural sector. How is that business picking up? And are you seeing great demand from your customers with respect to that unit?
We like to think of that segment in two ways. The first one helps producers to grow. So our financing business delivered a strong performance during the year, continuing to support producers despite a more challenging environment. The business grew its financing portfolio and helped producers to fund their farming operations. This growth was achieved even though lower interest rates reduced earnings from the financing book. Despite these challenges, our business maintained strong credit discipline and worked closely with clients and kept credit quality stable. Our second business, which is protecting what matters, that is our advisory and insurance book, their superpower is really simple. They protect what matters, so that our clients can focus on looking after the harvest. Certisure helps farmers, families, and businesses protect what matters most.
Helping farmers and families protect what matters most to them and ensuring that agricultural producers in South Africa have a way to access markets. The team at Cenvest reporting their financial year results for the year ended 30 April 2026. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Derek Engelbracht, Chief Financial Officer at Cenvest, joining us to take a look at their performance over the last year.